Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week, our study of Galatians chapter 5, I was continuing with the definitions of the works of the flesh by defining seditions. Well, let's continue there today. The Lord said in Psalm 62:8, pour out your hearts to me. He says, I am a refuge. So you pour out your heart. And, you know, instead of pouring out hundreds of dollars to a psychologist, pour out your heart to God and you'll find a better, much better result. Now, after wrath, we see the next word, strife. Strife is bickering. It's a word used in that day to refer to political campaigns and the dirty tricks that go on. And a lot of you listening to me right now, maybe your area, they're in one of those and you are hearing it completely. And so they are at strife. And many times it's just the idea of bickering and dirty tricks that are used and they cause the problems. But the more common thought is of this word is a nasty spirit. It seems to be a habit. Most strife within a church or home is not doctrinal, nor is it a moral issue. It is often a philosophical difference. Now, although the contemporary redefines holiness, if it defines it at all, it is therefore a doctrinal difference. And so, therefore, it's important that you stand. And so you stand for the Lord as you ought to. Okay, I don't think we have to say a whole lot about that word before we go on to the next one. Just understand there that strife looks at this idea of just a nasty spirit, argument, and so forth. Next one is seditions. Here in verse 20. That refers to actions that get a church, a family, or job, or other group. I mean, it's just those factions within those areas. In relationship to the local church, as it is here, it is applied in a way that should never be named among us. It should never be named in any area of our life, frankly. These are people who go the extra mile, but the extra mile to talk to others and seek to force an issue and have people take sides. They cause dissension. Many times, maybe behind the scenes, they push others to do so. It can also be people who some have, that they can get them to do things. They have the power to either intimidate or manipulate people so that those people will do their bidding. And yet they stand behind the scenes so that all the backlash goes against that person instead of themselves. And that's this kind of person that's behind seditions. And so they try to involve other people and make other people be the recipient of it. This will, somebody will go and say something to someone and find out what they're thinking. And they'll ask leading questions. You might say the old gotcha questions they like to use a lot today. And the person will make some answers and they'll agree with them. Then they'll go to the person they might have spoke against and say, you know what so-and-so said about you? Boy, that made me so mad. And they'll tell them what they said. Oh, now this person's upset and said some things. Well, as he hears them say that things, it goes back to the first person, tells them things. Listen, I've been in the ministry long enough to see people that do that. I've seen them lie. I've seen them lie greatly. And when confronted with it, they say, oh, I was just joking. Well, I got a problem. You've just got to pray for me. And sometimes I wonder, is that person even saved? I don't know, but I admit I wonder. Now, don't lose sight of the fact that none of these things that we've mentioned so far are of the Spirit. And they are not areas of liberty. So forcing an issue to get your way is carnal weaponry that the devil uses cunningly in a church. And again, none of these things so far that we've mentioned, that we've given you biblical descriptions, are in any way under the banner of liberty. Okay, the next word here in verse 20 of this list of the works of the flesh refers to heresies. Heresies. Now, most often, we think of doctrinal error with this word. And that is a result of the words evolving. It actually has the idea of opinionated, stubborn, and bullheaded. And it's very strongly related to pride. But opinionated, bullheaded people and stubbornness in biblical things that are contrary to the fundamental doctrines of God's word and practice, that is out and out heresy. Now, somebody may say, well, you need to apologize for saying such a thing. One is not forthcoming. Now, essentially, when it holds a different view than the established doctrine, it's heresy. Now, we're Baptists because the church was so overwhelmed with the heresy in Rome that it first made infant baptism an act of salvation, and it followed up with forbidding baptism after a person gets saved as an older person. Now, the difference between heresy and schism is that heresy, they may remain in the body and hold to a different view than that which is established. Schism is one that separates from the body, usually trying to take others with them if the body won't change to their way of thinking. And that is what contemporary tries to do by working its way into a fundamental church and then trying to move the standards to the left before they remove them completely. Some of you listening to my voice today, you, as a political person, you're conservative, you're constitutionalist. You believe in our First Amendment, Second Amendment, and all these amendment rights. You believe in those things. And you'll say, hey, this is what the Constitution says, now don't try to change it because you think it's a living document and it's got to change for the times. And so we've kind of have to interpret it differently than what it was written. And I agree with you. The Constitution should not be messed with. But let me tell you something else. Some of you are very strong on being a constitutionalist, but then you're closer to the Constitution than you are the Bible, because in a Bible, you're willing to give up standards in your church. You're willing to change this or change that for your children or for whatever school or whatever draws a crowd. And my friend, I'd much rather you be a liberal in politics and a liberal in the things of God's word. You see, sometimes there's one who just simply wants to change leadership. And they try, but they just can't get enough votes. And so they begin to practice heresy. And sometimes those people have to be put out of the church. Now that takes us to verse 21. And the word there is envyings. Now this is different than jealousy or emulations. They're very similar, but envy seems to be that we don't like the person, let alone the advantage they have. Others may have even greater advantage than this person does, but we don't like that person. And we hate it when good things happen to them. So this envying, the person that you envy may have not be the richest person. They may have things that you want, but there are other people around that are richer and have even more things that you would want. But it's because you don't like them and you hate it when good things happen to them. And that's the person filled with envy. Next is murders. Well, you'd say that's the work of the flesh. Yeah, but isn't it interesting? We're looking here at the works of the flesh, and just think of all these things that we've covered so far. Envyings and variance and hatred. I mean, strong words, but how about uncleanness, fornication, lasciviousness, idolatry, emulations, and all these things. Well, listed right there with it, same level, is murder. So I just point that out and just say, this kind of gives you an idea of how God thinks about it. Now, murder means exactly that. It's a sin to murder. It's a sin to murder babies by abortion. It's a sin to murder by euthanasia also. It's not only come to the U.S., it's already starting to set in the United States. And soon you're going to see doctors making decisions that it's not an idea of euthanasia, it's an idea that says, well, they can't make it any further, so we're just going to go ahead and give them drugs that'll cause their life to end. Next is drunkenness. And drunkenness is exactly that. It's drunk. Is drinking till you're drunk. Okay, drunkenness is a work of the flesh. It's never under liberty. Okay, revelings. Revelings, okay, that's also in the same context as murders and all these other things, adulteries and so forth. And people try to put revelings under liberty when it's just as filthy and rotten in God's eyes as drunkenness. You see, the word revelings is derived from the word komos, the god of feasting and reveling, the Greek god in that day. The idea that's behind this is a party-type person with impurity and obscenity. Included were songs, music, and drinking. They may get falling down drunk. Or they might just have a social drink. Just a little bit of drink, but it makes them feel good. With a party going on, with a party-type atmosphere, party-type attitude.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will